Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Samach Dalet, Yuma 64, pagination, page 127. We're on Amud Aleph, starting from the fifth line. Im Shal Shem Mace. The case of the Mishnah was that after the raffle, the one that was designated for the Karban died. Zesha Allah Allah, so the new one from the new pair is going to replace it. Omar Rav, Rav says, and this is something that Rashi alluded to in the Mishnah and said, be patient, we're going to clarify which one is going to replace and which one you should bring. So Rav says, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yekarev. The remaining one in the first pair is going to be brought, used, and we don't simply replace the entire first pair by a second pair, but rather the remaining one of the first pair is used, and we only fill in for the animal that's missing. Sheni Shebezug, Sheni Yire. And Rav holds that the remaining one from the second pair, the one that's not needed, because the first pair, that one was still alive. So that one from the second pair will go to pasture until it gets a mum, at which time you can sell it. So again, Rav's position is that we're going to do a mix and match. The first pair has a remaining animal, and the second pair is going to produce the missing animal. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yechanan had a dissenting opinion, but we're going to follow through based on Rav. Let's skip two lines in the middle of a line. Rav Savar, the opinion of Rav is that allows you to use the animal from the first pair, from the original pair. He's based on the reasoning of Ba'alei Chayim Einon Nidachin. Animals do not get pushed away from being a korban, even if they are temporarily unavailable to be a korban. So even though this animal had been designated, and we were assuming that it was going to be used, and there was a time period when it was not available, nevertheless, when it becomes available again, because it has its pair from the second raffle, you will be able to bring it. Drop down about five lines. In the beginning of a line, Hainu Taima de Rav. This is the reasoning of Rav. Diyalef mi baal mum over. He compares it to a case of an animal that gets a mum, a blemish, so it's not valid to be brought as a karban, but it's a mum over, a mum that will go away, it will heal. So right now it's in a position you can't use it, but as soon as it heals, you'll be able to use it, and the halacha is that you can indeed use it, even though it was temporarily invalid. Balmum over lavafa gavdelo chazi hashta. It's not available right now. Kihada michsi. When it becomes available, shapir domi. You're allowed to use it. Hachanami loshna. The same rule will take place over here. Fahasa minolon. And over there. How do you know that that's the way it works? Tichsiv. Ki mashchasam bahem mumbom. Because it's invalid because it has a mum in it. And we learn, mum bam hu de lo yeratsu. It's only because it has a mum in it that it won't be available. Ha'avar mumman. But if that mum would be no longer in it, yeratsu, it'll be accepted. There's another piece to the puzzle, though. We understand that the first animal is available to be brought now that it has a pair. But why does it take priority over its counterpart, its similar animal, in the second pair? Let's be specific. If the shame one is the one that's alive. And now you did another Gorol to replace the Azazel that died. Our question here is, why would the shame from the first pier necessarily be the one to be brought, and not the shame from the second pier? Why don't we have a choice? Let's take a look at the first wide line. Towards the end of the line, Ulurav, Nihina mid ba'alei chayim einon nidachin. I understand you've presented beautifully that ba'alei chayim do not get pushed away, and the one that's alive from the original pier is going to be able to be brought. Iboy hai nakriv, iboy hai nakriv. But the Kohanim should have the choice to bring that animal from the first pier or from the second pier. Why is it necessarily that the shame of the first pier is the one that gets brought? Or in the flip case, where it's the shame that died, why is it that the Azazel from the first pier is the one that's necessarily going to be used, and we're going to only fill in from the second pier the one that needs to be replaced? Amar Rava, Rav Sovar lo k'Rabbi Yosi de Omar mitzvah berishon. Rav is holding like the opinion of Rabbi Yosi that it's a mitzvah to use the first one. And the question is, which Rabbi Yosi that says that it's a mitzvah to use the first one? Let's skip to three lines from the bottom in the middle of the line. Rabbi Yosi de Pesach. Rabbi Yosi said this ruling by Pesach. He said, Hamafrish pischo, a person designates a korban Pesach, ve'ovad, and it got lost, ve'hifrish acher tachtov, and he replaced it with a new animal, v'achakech nimtza harishon, and now he finds the first animal. Apparently it was marked. It's able to be identified that it's definitively the same animal that he originally designated. V'areishineim omdim. They're now both eligible to be the Korban Pesach for him. So, Ezemem Shegirtze Yikrev Divrei Chachamim. The Chachamim hold you could bring whichever one you want. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mitzvah Barishon. But Rabbi Yossi says it's a mitzvah to use the first one. And the Gemara says that's the Rabbi Yossi that Rav was referring to when he explained the Mishnah and explained that the first pair, the living animal, is the one that should indeed be brought, even though now you have a whole new eligible pair. Let's move on to the top line of Amud Beis. At the end of the line, Amar Rava, Rava said, Deka masnisin kavose derav. The Mishnah is meduyak. It matches the opinion of Rav. Skip a line. Indeed, masnis and kavase de Rav. The Mishnah matches Rav. Diktani, as we learned. Im shal shemes. If it's the carbon one that died. Zesha ololav agorol l'shem yiskayim tachtov. The one that is designated as the shame from the second pier should replace it. V'idach, but the other animal from the first pier, kidikoi koi, it remains in place. There's no mention of replacing it. It doesn't say in our Mishnah that you should simply replace the first pier with a second pier, but rather the first one that died is going to be replaced by the one that replaces it from the second pier. And that's it. That's the only movement that we are going to take to infringe on what's going on. There's a missing animal, we're going to replace it. But nowhere does it indicate that we're going to replace the animal from the original pier that remains alive. And therefore, it's considered meduyak kavase durav, that the first one has a living animal, kidikoi koi, that remains, and the purpose of the second pair is simply to find a match, to find a peer for the remaining animal of the original pair, so that we can proceed one animal from the first pair and one animal from the second. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.